crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, hello. You've taken off your heavenly hat and put on the word salad hat.
I'm wearing a salad bowl. Hat.
Salad bowl. How's it going?
So today we're going to talk about something which has tortured me for years.
Okay.
But I think I've finally gotten to the bottom of, after looking at an image that has been posted to Wikipedia.
Oh, perfect.
So today we're going to be talking about posh British surnames.
Yes.
That start with two lowercase f's.
Ah, this is something that, okay, I can't say it's tortured me for years, but I have wondered about this in the past, so I'm intrigued.
Okay, so this is like a thing in the UK, is that some surnames that start with a f sound, mm-hmm. and it's almost only posh people who do this. I think it's pretty much, it's exclusively the poshos. Don't spell it with one capital F, they spell it with two lowercase f's. So there's like a joke in PG Woodhouse.
Nice.
Which is going to sound weird if I read it out loud, but I'm going to do it anyway. Sir Jasper Finch Faramir, said Wilfred. Finch Faramir, corrected the visitor, his sensitive ears detecting the capital letters. So it's like, it's this thing that's passed down in families. Hey, we don't spell our name with a capital letter at the front. We spell it with two lowercase f's. And the question is why?
That is the one word stuck in my brain right now.
So our oldest evidence of people spelling their names like this goes way back to like the end of the 13th century.
Crikey.
So we've got like some letters and stuff with people starting to spell their names. And so the theory that I first heard was espoused by the television program QI.
Ah, yes. It's the font of all random factoids.
Which, in this case, should maybe stand for quite incorrect, I think.
Yay!
So what they suggested is that the reason that people spell the names with these two lowercase f's is because the uppercase f in... It's that old style font that's called, like... If you go on, like, your word processor, it'll be called, like... Blackface MT or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has the two bar lines. Like, it's got essentially like an outline for the
F. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so they say, oh, well, the scribes were writing down this posho fancy capital F. And everyone was like, oh, that looks like two small Fs.
That would seem to make sense.
Would it though, Rachel? Because every other name, especially when they have double barrel names, and they're spelling the other one with a capital letter... How would this... Like, I could understand that as, like, a one-off typographical error and not a 700-year-long tradition of spelling.
Okay, I see. So if your name's, like, Finch Finley, that's two Fs.
Or if your name is, like, Finch Godleyson or something, then you've got a capital G on one and two little Fs on the other.
Okay, I see.
You'd think people would have the context clues.
But no, so QI is wrong about
QI
that.
QI is almost, I mean, I can't say things conclusively, but they're almost probably definitely
wrong.
And so other theories, possibly this is to clarify the pronunciation of the F.
Okay.
So generally speaking in English at the time, when an F had vowels around it, mm-hmm. you pronounce it as a V. That's why we have plurals like wife, wives, loaf, loaves, because that was like a standard feature of English at the time.
Okay, I get that.
And so the idea is potentially they're putting the two Fs to say, well, it's not Vinch Vinleason.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
to use this invented name I've just come up
with. Yeah, and they also do this in Welsh.
Okay.
They use a double S at the start of some words to indicate an English F sound.
Okay.
However,
do you have an example of that one?
I don't have Welsh words off the top of my head.
That's
sorry.
All right. I put you on the spot there.
I got so deep into this that I don't have my usual like pages of notes in front of me because it's all in my brain. I can't find the Welsh stuff. Sorry. I couldn't pronounce it anyway. It's Welsh.
It is. Lots of consonants.
But of course, this is not a Welsh phenomenon, this is an English phenomenon, and these words don't have, they don't have vowels on either side, it's only at the front. So this theory also bad.
So how did the poshos get to the two tiny Fs?
Do you want the real answer? I have so many more fake answers.
Oh, give us another fake answer
have.
Then. Give us another fake answer.
There was a period in history where English words just started getting two Fs at the front. Friends, fee, all during this kind of, maybe kind of like the 14th century, started getting two Fs at the front. And people are like, maybe it was just cool.
It was just cool to have two Fs.
Maybe it was just trendy. But okay. So here's what I think is probably the real answer.
Okay.
So during this period of history,
13th century, late 13th century,
very like in the last like 10 years of the 13th century, okay, kind of into the 14th century, handwriting was the thing. Obviously there's not really printing,
yep,
like it's not what you're doing all the time, and we're just starting to get the introduction of capital letters, or as they were called at the time, majuscule.
Oh, I like that.
So there was majuscule and minuscule.
Oh yeah.
And so the idea is that the form of handwriting at the time did not have a majuscule version of the letter F.
Okay.
So at first it seems like, well, this is weird because we all here know that the... So this is such like a weird rabbit hole version of this segment.
I'm appreciating it though.
Okay, so we know that majuscule letters come from like Latin text. Like you've seen old buildings and they have big capital letters everywhere.
Yep.
That's where we're getting them from. And so when I first read this, I was like, but you've got a capital F already.
So why didn't they use it?
Because they had developed their own extremely dense and bizarre special handwriting. And
okay.
It only has capital letters for certain consonants that seemed like it would come up a lot.
So they kind of just were like, we're not going to use this one very much, so let's not bother giving it a capital letter.
Yeah, so X and Y did not have majuscule forms.
Okay.
Just the way that they were written didn't allow, and also the majuscule forms usually looked quite different than the minuscule ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you'd have a capital X or a capital Y now, it's just a bigger version of the same letter.
They were going for a whole aesthetic. It's like in the 2010s when bands started putting two V's instead of a W.
Yes.
They were like, this is what I want it to look like on purpose. And so what happens is you start getting, before this you don't have capital letters really.
Yeah.
You just put them wherever you think something's important. And people started thinking, well, I'm important.
I'm special.
I want a capital letter. I want a majuscule letter at the front of my name. And so they were like, okay, yep, Conrad, that's not an English last name, you know, Lancaster, yep, this is all good. And then Finch Fortescue comes up and he's like, I want a capital letter on my name when you're writing it down. And they go, ooh. I cannot service you with this, sir. And so he goes, well, we'll just put two so I'm important.
That is great. You know, why did they just say, yeah, you know what, go on then? Rather than just being like, we'll make you a special letter for you.
Because they were the scribes. They'd spend a long time. Look, I'm going to show you a picture so you can be impressed by this weird handwriting.
That is pretty weird handwriting, folks. If people want to look up that picture, how will they find it?
It's on the Wikipedia article for word initial FF.
Okay, word initial FF.
Yeah, and it has this picture that has like the letter forms.
And then you will be able to see what it is we are talking about.
Yeah, it's like totally bonkers. Like the version of X that they have is just a Y with an extra bit of tail going through the other side.
Crikey. This, you know, this has actually satisfied a part of my brain that didn't know it needed the answer to that. But now I feel like that, you know, gap has been stopped.
I've never seen one of these surnames before. And I just
not
think,
posh
why,
enough to...
why not? Why not just, if that was me and I was cursed with a surname like that, I would just take one of the F's off. Like, but, surely you just, we've got a capital F now, there's no need.
But this is the thing, it's become like a signifier of like
wealth.
Historical legacy, right? Mm. You're like, You're like, oh, your name's Finch with a capital F? When did you decide to do that? Like 1948? Like, oh, my family's been spelling my name with two small Fs since only legalistic scribes could write, and they had an extremely specialized form of calligraphy that did not feature a capital F.
But imagine on every single like form or anything, someone spells your name with one F, and you have to be like, excuse me, you've spelt it wrong. There's actually two.
There's two, and there's no capitals.
Like, what's wrong with you?
It must be a nightmare for like auto capitalization on phones and stuff.
That would drive me mental.
Yeah, I mean, who cares though? They're all posh.
They're all very posh. Amelia Discreet, thank you very much for bringing us the two Fs today. I appreciate it a lot. QI, take that.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.